You probably don't think of Keokuk, Iowa as a town that could support a Major League Baseball team, but that was once the case, and that team has an important place in history. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. 3 one-day educational events will be led by industry experts, including Ken Ferry, Missy Bauer, and more. Topics include assessing technology for maximum return, mastering variable rate, and multi-hybrid planting. We kick off the tour June 7th in Fort Collins, Colorado. Find a tour stop near you by visiting agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
This story takes us to the very early days of baseball, a time when Shane Etter says the city of Keokuk, Iowa, was one of the largest towns in the nation.
At that time, with Keokuk growing, they had had a Major League Baseball team in 1875, and then it kind of lay dormant for about 10 years, and they wanted to reorganize a baseball organization here in Keokuk.
Keokuk and Dubuque were the first cities in Iowa to pay baseball players, making them professional teams. Local businessman Nick Curtis reorganized a team here in 1885. Curtis heard of a talented player named Bud Fowler playing in New England and contacted him to play for the new Keokuk team.
The story goes that he hired him not knowing that he was an African American. And when he went down to the riverfront to pick him up, he was African American and he went ahead and let him play.
Stories differ on whether Curtis knew Fowler was African American before he hired him to play. Curtis could have had a good financial reason to bring Fowler to Keokuk.
He was a businessman, and he wanted to use him as a drawing card, and we had a African-American population here in town, and he wanted to fill more seats.
Fowler arrived in January of 1885. He usually supported himself as a barber. However, newspaper accounts say he was training for walking matches. Fowler was walking 15 to 20 miles per day to prepare for competitions and to be in shape for baseball. But did Fowler's appearances on the 1885 Keokuk professional baseball team make him the first professional African-American baseball player decades ahead of Jackie Robinson? That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Keokuk, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.